Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, how quick are you to believe a promise? I think there's certain parts, or there's a certain part of us that are a little hesitant. You know, we're not sure, a little skeptical to believe every promise that we hear. Have you ever believed a promise only to have that promise broken? I promise you that I will give you a raise next year when business is better, but the raise never came. I promise you that this medication will work and it will cure your disease. You will feel better after you take this medication, but it didn't work. You still feel sick. I promise you that this vehicle will never break down. It will run well for years to come. And then the engine light comes on. It will run well for years to come. And then the engine light will come on. Experienced broken promises. It's hard to trust, isn't it? Hard to believe. And when you've experienced a broken promise in your life, it's tough. This morning, Jesus makes some very big promises. One of them is the theme of our sermon this morning. Believe and you will see the glory of God. Jesus promises everyone who believes in him that someday you will see the most wonderful, awesome things, the glory of God. This morning, we ponder some of the biggest promises in the Bible. And through his word, Jesus fills us with hope that someday, indeed, we will see the glory of God. Jesus is at a funeral for his good friend Lazarus. The time is coming for Jesus to be betrayed and crucified, which is why this is the gospel lesson chosen right before Palm Sunday and Holy Week. Martha, the sister of Lazarus, was filled with grief that her brother had died. But uncertain that grief, there was still some faith. There's faith after that grief. If you have been here, the Lord, my brother, would have not died, she said. But she believed that Jesus could have rescued Lazarus from his illness. And, of course, that is great faith. And then she made the interesting statement, "But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Well, what did she mean? Did she believe that Jesus might raise Lazarus from the dead? Well, we're not quite sure from that statement in Scripture, but we do know that underneath her grief, she had faith. Isn't that how it is for all of us? As we experience trouble in our lives, isn't that how it is for all of us? Maybe it's death. Maybe it's the death of a loved one. Or maybe it's some kind of other trouble. Life can be difficult, and sometimes we feel grief and sadness, like Martha. Life is hard, if you haven't noticed that, and brings us many troubles. But underneath our grief and sadness, we still have faith in Jesus Christ and all of his promises. Listen to the promises that Jesus gives to Martha. He says, "Your brother will rise again." Martha thought that he was talking about judgment day. In her mind, God the Father would someday, at the end of the world, raise everyone up from the dead, including Lazarus. And she believed that. And then Jesus makes another promise. "He who believes in me will live even though he dies." When a Christian dies, a Christian doesn't really die. The body shuts down, but the soul goes to heaven. A Christian life is a wonderful life. It improves on death. Because in heaven, that Christian is more alive, more healthy, more filled with joy and awe and excitement than ever before. He who believes in me will live, even though he die. And then there's that other promise Jesus makes. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. When Jesus says never die, he is talking about what happens at Judgment Day when he raises the Christian up from the dead again. And that life is physically alive again, body and soul, forever and will never end. What amazing promises Jesus makes here. Do you believe this? Jesus asked Martha. And Martha said, yes. In spite of the sadness, the deep sadness she felt, the grief of losing her brother, she believed. Maybe she didn't understand everything Jesus was saying, but she believed. Do you believe? That's the big question today. Do you believe? Do you believe in these big promises? It can be hard sometimes to believe. When we are experiencing grief like Martha, when a loved one suddenly dies, when a successful career suddenly ends, when health is suddenly replaced with illness, when love is replaced by loneliness, when good days are replaced by bad days. Have you ever had moments of doubt, moments of sadness and grief, wondering if everything you had ever believed about Jesus is actually true? Is there really life after death? Is there really a resurrection from the dead? Is Jesus real? Is everything I have ever believed true? Look at all my problems and all my troubles. Sometimes the promises of God just don't seem real. Believe Jesus. Believe. And Jesus says, and you will see the glory of God. We all have doubts. Martha too. Jesus told Martha to move the stone away from Lazarus' tomb. And she hesitated. Wouldn't you have hesitated too? Yes, I believe you, Jesus, but really, open the tomb again. They moved away the stone, and with one command, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out. Martha saw God's glory right there. That was God's glory. She saw Jesus raise her brother from the dead. She believed and she saw the glory of God. This miracle that Jesus performed was recorded for us to help us believe in the promises of God. Like Martha, you and I have witnessed Jesus' power through his word. Like Martha, we have heard his promises. And today, Jesus invites us to believe, and as we do, he promises that we too will someday see the glory of God. Someday we all will live in heaven. Sounds like a good address, doesn't it? Address, heaven. Even though you died on earth, do you believe? 2 weeks from now is Easter. There, Jesus proves to us all that all those promises will come true. Yes, we all have days like Martha, days filled with grief and fear, confusion and sadness. You and I cannot escape those days while we are here on this earth. But Easter is coming. All of Jesus' promises are true. May God grant to all of us faith that looks to Jesus every day for strength and comfort. Believe and you will see the glory of God. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.